True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock here at Fenway Park. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319
to help!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three!
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're often mistaken for Andrew Whitworth, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
It is called the year two jump. It is something that we are looking at Drake May to make. They don't call it the year three jump, and that's why I have an issue with the Patriots slot receiver Pop Douglas, who last week was targeted 7 times, had 2 catches for minus 2 yards. 2 catches for minus 2 yards. Somewhere, even though he's still alive, Wes Welker is rolling in his grave. This is the slot position under Josh McDaniels in New England. It's a volume scorer position, to steal a term from the NBA. You're going to get targets. You're supposed to get catches. You're supposed to get yards after catch. As Welker famously said, I should lead the league in yards after catch. I catch the ball at or near the line of scrimmage, and yet here we are with Pop Douglas. And I'll be honest, there's a little bit of this is personal. A year ago, I said he would lead the team in receptions. He might be a 100-catch guy, might be a 1,000-yard guy. He didn't. He wasn't. It didn't work for him. Okay, that's rookie quarterback. That's Alex Van Pelt. Now he's with Josh McDaniels. Now he doesn't have a rookie quarterback. Now he's in his third year. I think he should catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards. But he's got 1,002 yards to go if he's going to get to 1,000 yards. That was an abysmal opener. At some point, he needs to pop or get off the pot.
Oh, boy.
See what I did there?
Oh, man, you were so good until the end.
Oh, that was, I nailed it. That was the English major in me. You gotta seal it, close it off.
That's certainly subjective.
So am I being too critical, Fitzy, of Pop Douglas, or is it like time to do it, or can we stop talking about how he gets open in a phone booth and all these things?
Well, there's a lot of other people that are champing at the bit. See, use the proper English there as well. To take over that slot role. There's a lot of potential suitors and challengers.
Oh, no.
So if
Efton Chisholm is coming out of your mouth in 3, 2.
Nope, didn't even get to him. There's a lot of other people that want that slot gig, baby. And yes, of course, Efton Chisholm, living legend, future Patriots Hall of Famer, is also there as well.
It.
But like Pop, this is year three. This is when wide receivers are supposed to not just make a jump, but firmly establish who they are. And while it's a bad first game, Everyone gets, you know, I don't know how you like to play when you're out with your friends, but we usually allow a mulligan or a breakfast ball over 18. There are 17 games. Pop has already used his for the season. Do it again if you're not a proper contributor to the stat line. Then you can raise, if not multiple, eyebrows in concern.
Ted Johnson, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Teddy. Uh-oh. Dark black shirt, no flowers around the collar. Oh. I'm concerned.
No, you're fine. You're okay.
Yeah, there's a big desk between us, so I can run.
People are out today. Nobody wants to be inside today. Everybody's out driving in their cars between Medford and Cambridge.
Right. Uh-oh. Are you in a traffic mood?
I'm just give me 10 minutes to unwind, and then I'll be out of this traffic mood.
So yes. I can't poke you early in the show. Good to know. Thank you.
You can. Don't want to. You can walk over here, but you're going to limp back.
Wow.
That's all.
I would like to see you try to not.
It's difficult for me.
You were about to ask me a question.
Pop Douglas, am I being too harsh?
Nope.
I mean, we're in year three.
Well, like, one game. I'll say that.
In year three.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to ask you to catch like 100 passes for 1,000 yards, you need most of those games. Most guys aren't very unproductive and then end up with 100 catch. Like Wes Welker, Troy Brown, Julian Edelman, they showed up every week and they gave you 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 catches. Not two.
They did. That was disappointing. And all I heard about it was how Pop Douglas was going to be a major part of the offense. And I was never a real believer in Pop. I just don't think he's that dynamic or as dynamic as people seem to think he is. I think he's serviceable. There's that word, my favorite word, serviceable. I don't think he's really anything special. So I think they can upgrade that position. But compared to what he did, comparatively speaking to what he did last year, he should have had a bigger impact in this game last week.
Yep. So
I'm within that.
But you've
given, it was 2 yards and it was an easy read. He
also had a bad drop.
I'm backing up. I'm backing up both of y'all's points. Like he started the game on such a high note, like Pop Douglas touchdown first quarter. Like, oh my God, Andy's prediction of 100 catches or more and offensive impact is on. And then he only goes backwards the rest of the game. What the hell happened?
I'm starting to think he's like an idea more than he is an actual reality on the football field. Like the idea of him is good. He's quick. He's this. He's that. And then you get him out there, and it never leads to what you think it's going to lead.
You know what my feeling is? My instinct tells me.
Uh-oh.
Chisholm's a better option there. That he'll get open more than Pop will. They will game plan for him. They love him. He gets open fast. He gets off of jams. He's got great separation. He's great off of the rub routes. You can do stack. You can do bunches formations and get him open. I think he's a better option than Douglas. I do.
Hey, should have asked Dan Ball.
Chisholm's better.
Present.
I was going to get to Andy. I swear to God, if the interview didn't end, I was going to ask him a Chisholm question. But we can do that in a few weeks. Dan Ball, in the next commercial break, I'm going to Venmo you $20. You make sure that Ted Johnson's first beer tonight at Fenway is on Uncle Fitzy for what he just said, okay?
I can't promise that it will go to Ted, but I can promise a beer will be bought. I can promise you that.
The beer will be purchased, and it will be going down somebody's throat.
It will belong to the radio show. Right. The member will have to figure that one out.
Wait, am I the only like non-Chisholm guy on the show that's left? Is that so? Now Ted's on board.
I was on board the whole time. I didn't like gush, you know, and take my pants off like Fitzy did. You.
We have a very intimate relationship. It's okay, you know. We're seeing each other exclusively now.
You saw a guy in practice, and you thought he just had a bad practice, and he looked small, and he didn't look the part. Yeah. I see a guy that was out there making plays, even though he didn't look the part. The guy still got it done, and I was holding off my opinions until I saw more. I've seen enough to know that I think he's more capable than Pop Douglas is right now.
In all seriousness, he might be active this week. Like that's
given
the way the offense didn't click and was not efficient.
I would make him active.
Adding that guy, that if he is more of that traditional, efficient, get open quick, we can start a drive with a 6-yard catch kind of guy.
Oh.
That's injecting life into this unit.
All right, we can leave that one there, and we'll see how Pop Douglas does emerging from his career crossroads.
We're not wrongheadedness radio from 2 to 6. We're now the Efton Chisholm fan club from 2 to 6. Yeah,
apparently.
All right.
There's a majority on them, at least for the time being. We'll see what happens this weekend. Fitzy, are you ready?
I think now is a great time to try to inject a little optimism into the 3-point stance. Yes.
A lot of injecting things. Let's inject this, inject that.
You know, it happens.
What have you guys been doing?
How about this?
Okay.
Let's... Dan, it's a great time to imbue a little more optimism into the three-point stance.
Well, whatever verb you go with, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Earlier this morning, while doing a podcast with our own Megan Ottolini, she reminded me of a phrase, or rather shared something with me, that I think is very relevant to the current Boston sports scene, if not Patriots fan base. In a post that she wrote about Drake May's play and the way that the Patriots looked in week one, she said that now is a very valid time for criticism, but it is not the right time for cynicism in Patriots Nation. And I kind of wanted to take that and run with it. Criticism now is very well warranted for the way the Patriots opened up after a long offseason of hope and optimism and renewed excitement for Mike Vrabel and Drake May and Josh and everyone else that was brought into play for the Patriots. However, cynicism is a terrible road to go down for Pats fans after just one game. It was a very disappointing game. The outcome, the result, there was a mostly joy-free affair on a joyless, yucky weather day to start a season that was supposed to be full of excitement and touchdowns and even some people being crazy enough to predict double-digit wins in playoffs. I just want to remind everybody, you guys deserve fun. You guys deserve a better football team. It's probably coming around the corner. You need to be patient once again. I feel like I'm running a freaking PSA spot here this week. But remember, folks, you can be critical, just don't be cynical.
There he is, telling us how to feel again.
That's true.
That's so Fitzy right there.
Screw you, Fitzy. I want to be cynical.
You guys got to feel this, and you guys got to feel that.
Ted, I'm trying to – I, for the longest time, was a waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, tinkle pants, miserable Boston sports fan because of all of the different things we went through with the Patriots getting blown out in Super Bowl 20, you know, blowing the 3-2 lead, Calvin Ciroli and Bob Stanley in 1986 against the Mets. So I just became a cynical Pats fan and a largely cynical person. And then you know what happened? All those championships that you were part of, the 20 years where reality never actually was something that Pats fans or Boston sports fans at large had to deal with. We had no reality because it was a surreality because everything was always good. This is not to say that kind of pressure is being applied to the New England Patriots or other Boston teams, but for everyone to just punt on the season and say, here we go, same old Pats, it's another season that rhymes with the word, you know, pity, is ridiculous. People need to just, like, take a breath and give this team a chance to get their footing. That's how I'm choosing to maintain my pedestal and my post on the show. I'm not the most critical guy, as you've learned, but I really want people to try to just relax a little bit and give this team a chance to show their true colors.
Flip side of that would be, I'm sure there are some fans that feel like they're very invested in this team, whether it's season tickets, one-off games, jerseys, hats, and they go, how long do I have to wait for you to be entertaining again? Forget really good. Forget championships and dynasties. How about just entertain me again? Because the last 3 years, has there been much entertainment value to these New England Patriots? I would argue no. So return on investment for a lot of these fans. It's been years.
Since 2021.
So, like, it's not – I get that this is the first game of the year and don't overreact and we'll see how the season goes, long season. But when you marry that up to the Mayo year and the last Belichick year, and it's like, oh, we had the Judge Patricia year. That wasn't a lot of fun either. We had the Cam Newton. When do we consistently just get entertained again?
I'm sorry. Las Vegas had them winning over eight and a half games.
Yeah. They also had them favored in 11 games, 11 of 17.
So the expectations coming in the season were higher than they've ever been. So when you see the performance you had in week one, based on all the projections and preseason analysis, you're disappointed in week one. And I think it's okay to be disappointed and to speculate that maybe potentially this is going to be the story moving forward. I hope it's not, but that's the potential.
Yes, and that's why you can be – Ted, you shared a stat in our pre-show email today, the whole 21 first downs for like the yardage, how terrible it was compared to Vegas. We all know they blitz too much. Carlton Davis made a terrible play. Hey, you spent $20 million on this guy. This is the other guy opposite Christian Gonzalez and Gonzo's hammy and all this stuff. Yeah, there's reason to be frustrated. Yes, you should be critical. I'm just hoping – that Pats fans and Boston sports fans at large don't wander back into the realm of cynicism that dominated Loserville before we became Titletown 2.0. That's
You can't control how a fan base reacts to
Right.
No.
And I would also, it has nothing to do with the results either. If fans get cynical, that doesn't mean the team's going to go down the crapper or vice versa.
That's right.
The team is they.
But also, are you paying for tickets and driving down to Gillette and spending all your money
on
that,
beers? How was that traffic on the way in here, man? Jesus.
I'm just telling you. You know, there's people that are really invested in this team and more so than others, and so they expect a better product. That's it.
Yep. And also, they've been season ticket holders for 35, 40, 45, 50 years, and they expect and deserve a product because they work hard, they spend a lot of money, and football is their relief. And when it turns into a grind or a hassle, then it's probably not worth it as well. But I will ask this, Andy, in response to the whole, like, oh, well, you know, last year was Mayo was terrible. The year before that was terrible. The Judge Patricia year was terrible. You can't completely hold Vrabel and McDaniels accountable for what a crap show the team has been in 2022, 23, and 24. They're under a blank ton of pressure. I get it. I totally understand.
I don't think anybody's directing it at Mike. I think it's an organization.
And it's what you do with your Sundays at 1 o'clock. I watch a Patriots game. Is it a good Patriots game? Do I feel good about it later? Do I feel good when I...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you people know, but those storm blue jerseys, those rivalry jerseys, you know what one of those goes for? I may or may not have done some research into $189. If I buy a $189 blue jersey that I'm not even sure if it's a Patriots blue, I'm not sure it's why that color, please entertain me when you are wearing those jerseys.
Just give me some.
A little bit.
You don't have, maybe, you know what? It just, if you're not going to win the game, give me hope that you're on the right track. And I didn't even see anything that makes me hopeful that they're on the right track.
And as Stiz played in our open to kick off the 2 o'clock hour, the Gladiator line, are you not entertained? A lot of Patriots fans would go, actually, no, not for a while now have I been entertained. Yeah. This hasn't really been all that good. No, it's kind of yucky.
Well, remember fondly those days when Fitzy and Ted agreed over Efton Chisholm, because those are gone. As I ask you, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am ready. I'm about ready to tell the Patriots what they got to do on defense.
Okay. Ooh, well, I trust the Super Bowl champion who gets 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So the last 3 years, Tua has just carved up the Patriots. The Patriots mostly played against, usually played man-to-man, not a lot of zone against Tua. And this is the stat line from Tua. So we'll just go back 3 years. 2022, Tua was 23 of 33 for 270 yards and a touchdown. In October of 2023, the following year, Tua, against all the man play, defense the Patriots played, he was 30 for 45, 324 yards, and three touchdowns. And then last year, Tua was 29 for 40, 317 yards, four touchdowns. So, in case you were wondering, what is that total? That's he was 82 for 118, 911 yards, and eight touchdowns the last 3 years, mostly playing man. Last week against the Colts, who'd the Colts play? Oh, they played the who'd they play?
Dolphins.
Yeah, excuse me. The Dolphins played the Colts. The Colts defense, they played 80% zone, and forced two interceptions and two sacks, and Tua posted a 51.3 passer rating. versus that defense. The Patriots need to take a page from the Colts defense and play zone. Cover two, mix in some cover three, mix in some cover four. Knock out all the blitzing, knock out all the man-to-man stuff. That is what got Tua all jammed up, was all the zone. Play more zone in this game, and you're going to go a long way in helping yourself.
I like it. Keep it simple, stupid. You're without your best man corner, right? Christian Gonzalez isn't playing. Play zone, maybe some zone blitzing. Just don't drop Barmore.
Don't be Williams dropping the D-tackles that you pay $46 million to.
So play zone, beat Tua. Sounds simple.
It's simple. It's
yeah, those numbers aren't good. Those previous numbers against, man, that was a lot of yards, a lot of completions, and a lot of touchdowns.
Like, owned the Patriots defense the last 3 years.
Can I ask you this? Can it really be that simple?
Yeah, sometimes, sure. Why not? Yeah.
It was a pause. I was just doesn't he know you're probably going to play a lot of zone against him after he struggled against, does he just flat out struggle against zone?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But if you see a team that affected him by playing zone, then I would be putting some of that zone into my game plan the following week to see if he's rectified the situation. But he's probably going to be based some of his their game plan on what have the Patriots done in the past against them. But really, more importantly, how did the Patriots play against the Raiders in week one? A ton of blitzing and a ton of man-to-man.
Right.
The highest rated quarterback in 2023 per Pro Football Focus and for the first half of 2024 – until injuries took over for the Miami offense was Tua. So if the Dolphins offense were at full capacity, blitzing would not seem to be the wisest idea.
Okay, so Zach Kaur, if you are listening, the Patriots linebackers coach who probably is going to be calling the defenses, calling the plays, Ted Johnson says you need to play a lot of zone on Sunday in Miami. That is the kryptonite for Tua right now. You'll have lots of success and give yourself a chance to win, right?
That's it.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
I like a man with a plan. He came in angry, but he had a very distinct plan of victory for the Patriots on Sunday.
That's all we need.
Well done, Ted. All right, that's going to do it for the 3-point stance.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.